Welcome, everybody, to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast. The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting. That's right, we're a group of grown men who love collecting toys and found a way to trick the opposite sex into having real-life relationships with us. Sometimes even resulting in children. So this is where we come to talk about all the immature things we love and how it affects our lives in general, as husbands, fathers, and even at the workplace. Now go find a good hiding spot to listen to the latest edition of this podcast, because if your wife, girlfriend, or even your mom finds out, she may just want to kill you. All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 57 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and we are trying to get into a tournament on Tappers of Grayskull right now. And I got no Wi-Fi, and I got 1% battery on my phone. Pete is entering in the password right now to get on Wi-Fi to see if I can get into this tournament with Travis and Pete. That's what's going on as we start the show today on a Tuesday in January. I don't know what else to say.
How is your phone almost always dead?
Because I use the shit out of it.
You don't, though. That's the thing.
He's watching Netflix all day.
Isn't there a thing right there? Isn't that a plug right in the wall, right?
It's not popping, dude.
What's up?
I don't know. I've never had a screen open, though, where I had all those people plus a YY for money. That's pretty impressive, Steven.
Yeah.
So you're on a Wi-Fi.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, back to the show. I am your host, Steve Bisciotti, and with me today, I have the two best co-hosts a host can have. First of all, I'd like to introduce Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Steven.
And next to him and across from me, we have Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, Steven.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little upset that you're not in this tournament with us.
I'm a little upset, too. I'm true. Where'd we go? What's happening? Hello.
It's all got to be the headphones.
I think it is, because I think we are still
recording. Yeah, we're still recording. So.
Because I see the mics working. One of these days, this show will start making some money.
Yeah, one of these days, you'll stop throwing your damn phone on a table that's delicate.
Well, we did that before I threw the phone.
Well, it's when you picked it up with your big meat hooks.
All right, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to pull the plug. I'm going to pull the plug on this.
Pull the plug on this.
And...
All right, how do we sound, Steven?
I'm back. We're back. Right. We can hear each other.
Great.
Sorry, listeners.
This may be the worst start of a podcast ever recorded.
Or the best.
Only
one
because
of the
we talked about He-Man right out of the gate. So.
All right. Been a little bit longer than normal since we've been back to the mics. Not sure I like that. But it is what it is. I had no choice.
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
You are tapping with all four fingers.
Just three. The three important ones.
Well.
So, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
What's been going on with you, Trav? Anything you want to talk about?
You know, a lot's been going on. I'm trying to think back to the last time we talked and what was discussed. It's been so long.
We did our top fives.
Yeah, we did our top fives. But prior to that, I mean, because on the top five episode, we didn't talk about anything, but... first show of the new year, I talked about the fact I need to get out there and sell some stuff.
Yes, you did.
I've been in Facebook groups doing a little bit of that.
Nice.
Doing well, I hope?
Yeah, doing pretty well. And I haven't posted a ton of stuff. I had some G.I. Joe stuff that I went through and cleaned out of my toy closet. Just some modern vehicles that I kind of decided, you know what, they've been sitting in boxes. And they've been sitting in my closet. And, you know, I'm at that point right now where I'm... kind of closing the door on that scale to an extent. So I went through and I listed a bunch of that stuff. And I started in Michigan Toy Traders, which is a local Facebook group. And then from there...
And just so you're aware, you've got to be from Michigan to be in Michigan Toy Traders. And you can't be a 12-year-old girl.
Or you can't say you're a 12-year-old girl.
And be her father.
Right.
Yes.
We welcome everybody, but you can't use your 12-year-old daughter's profile to try and sell toys. It makes people uncomfortable. So
very creepy.
Right.
So I posted this G.I. Joe lot up there.
Except for Justice Curry. He's fine with it.
Yeah, Justice all about it. So that lot I posted just within our own group, Michigan Toy Traders. I bet I did $100 off that lot. And then two of the other guys from that group who I'm friends with reached out to me. One looking for vintage, which I had a bunch of a loose vintage too, a box that I, you know, was going to take to shows, that I sent him a picture of that and said, "Hey, dude, I'll take this for that whole box. What do you think?" He pulled the trigger on that. Another friend, listener of the show, I think he's still listening, but he reached out to me.
Until you just pissed him off about his using his daughter's Facebook.
No, and I don't know. I don't know if I really should say this because I don't know if this buddy, a friend, says that he wants this, and get me a flag. So I said to him, "Well, I have a flag, and it's really not for sale, but I would sell it to the right person, the right collector, with the right amount of cash in their hand." And he had the right amount of cash in his hand.
So your personal flag.
My personal flag is sold.
You know what's great about that, Steven? A year and a half from now, we get to carry another flag out of a show when Travis decides he wants a flag again. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's really amusing about this, and I don't know if I should say amusing or it makes you want to cry a little bit too. Steve, do you remember what I told you about that flag?
Like a day or two earlier. You told me, I think we were discussing about the few things that you might have in your collection that you would not sell. And just a day or two earlier, you said the flag.
Yes. That's how quickly I turn.
So, yeah, it's a good thing you're not, like, in the market for female companionship.
Right. Oh,
so
yeah.
You're
totally untrustworthy in a lot.
Totally untrustworthy. Yeah.
You sold
Baby,
this.
I'll never leave you. 3 days later, you break up with him by a text message.
Bye.
Like you send him a Snapchat, it's just your middle finger. Like, yep, yeah, bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
You sold this flag as complete, right?
Near complete.
Near complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You still had a railing or something to get for the turret, didn't you?
No. I actually, so, okay.
Tell how this goes down.
So, I totally forgot that the last time I put it together, I couldn't find a Y pin. And it's this little dinky pin. You don't even need it, but of course, if you're going to say it's complete.
Right, it's got to have the Y pin.
So, I call Steve and I go, "Hey, I need one of your Y pins." There's two of them. I will replace yours, but I'm going to need one of yours. And I'll take care of you. But I'm going to need that. And then I realized there was another piece that I needed. The hook.
The arrestor hook?
Arrestor hook. I've had numerous. But what happened is I bought this toy that this kid had took his arrestor hook and he had glued it to the back of a plane. Super glue.
Yeah.
It's back of the Conquest.
Yeah, yes, the Conquest.
I do remember that.
Yes, yep. And because I didn't care, I was always just going to have it set up, I took my good arrestor hook and sold it with another flag and kept that one because I'll just keep that plane on there. It's got it. Well, so remember when I was saying that I had that box that I sold the vintage, you know, to the other buddy for $100? That plane
had
with
the hook
connected to it was in that box.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez. You're
so
a mess.
I got to get one of those, too.
You're a mess. Yep. How many flags now have you possessed and sold? It's got to be five?
I think it's four or five. I can't say for sure. And, you know, it's so crazy because you start with one and you think you're never going to see one of these again. You know. Now, what I will say, and it's like I've told a lot of people, this is the best of all of the flags I ever had. You know, I took pieces that I felt were important to make this one the best one. And that doesn't mean I haven't sold nice. The one that Steve has is very nice.
Right.
And that might have even nicer pieces on it than the one I just sold, but it wasn't a piece that I was like, I need
like
that.
Like the deck on yours is really nice.
It's really nice. And also.
And mine is too, but yours is a little nicer.
And weird too from a standpoint of it was darker than a lot of decks I'd ever seen. And I felt like that was something that kind of would fade. You know, time was the deck, and this deck was just dark. It was really neat. You know, so, yeah, so the flag is gone.
But it's not, it's not.
Oh, I still have it.
You still have it.
I got delivered.
Because you haven't come to get me your Y-pin for me.
No.
I ain't delivering that son of a bitch. You're coming to my house to get it.
Yeah, the Great Lakes. Great Lakes, I'm going to be handing it off. So, we'll see him over there. And it'll be a sad day, but, you know, like I said, if I feel like if I really want another one, I'll come across another one.
Right.
You know, it'll happen.
If you love something, set it free. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was, Travis.
And I need the money. That's what it really comes down to. Right. I'm getting kicked in the balls right now. Grand Rapids Comic Con.
Motor City.
I mean, and those are the two big,
and the big expensive ones.
Yes.
The $400 a table ones.
And then I've also got a couple small shows that are rolling around, which isn't such a big deal, but they're shows I want to be at. You know, and if I want to be there.
You're paying.
I got to pay. Yeah. And so that's kind of painful. So for the most part, it's gone good. I did, and then I also put a couple up in a big Trader Joe's, which is a huge, like I think maybe 5,000 to 8,000 members Facebook group, and I did pretty good on that. I'd say about $250-$300 worth of stuff.
Are you doing a lot of shipping?
Yes, and not only that, my first endeavor with it.
Right.
What I will tell you, it ended up, besides I miscalculated weight on a lot of things. Because I'll be honest, this is how I did it. I picked up the box, and I was like, that's like 3 pounds.
No, it's 9. Yeah.
It was. It was like 9. So
Travis weighs 84 pounds.
Yes. Yeah,
it's the rule of threes, man. So.
I would calculate that on a calculator on their thing, and I would quote people the price on shipping. And then I would get raped.
And they laughed all the way to the bank. Yeah. Like, this guy doesn't know what a pound is. Is that a kilo? Like, what is that?
I had a really funky one. We'll see how it goes. Guy reaches out to me, broken English. Okay. Reaches out to me, says he wants this stuff. It ends up being like about maybe $100. No, it was $100. He wants this stuff. Can I get you in a 3-way message? With my cousin who lives in Arizona, because I live in the Philippines.
Oh.
And he's actually who you're going to ship it to. So we get into this 3-way, you know, Facebook message. I'm kind of, you know, I mean, obviously apprehensive, right. You know, but also, well.
That's the nice thing about PayPal. The money comes through, the money comes through.
It's PayPal.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So. Except for, it's not friends and family. It's goods. And right. if someone decides they're going to pull that money back, they can. You can dispute it. But the only way that money is yours without is if it's friends and family. And most people on Facebook do not do friends and family. Right. I don't do friends and family. I refuse.
Right. Unless it's friends or family.
Exactly. Right. Yes. You know, and that's like if, you know, and even when I send stuff to like Comic Cons, I just put friends and family. I mean,
right,
and I got to eat the cost. They just a lot of times don't even ask you to, but
right,
I'm just like I'm not gonna do that. Well, it was very interesting. It went okay. The stuff should have got there today, tomorrow, kind of thing. So we'll see. You know, I just that was kind of a little, and we'll see. I feel like
out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and I'm playing with fire a little bit there. That's why I like toy shows. The guy walks in your booth.
Hand you money, you hand them a product, and it's done and over with.
Yeah, right. You know, and I mean, I can think of two times where someone came back to the booth that said, "Hey, I decided I don't want this. Can I return it?" You know,
and you went, "No."
And Dave Hunt said, "Okay."
Dave Hunt,
Comic Con.
Dave Hunt gave him the money back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and David.
I've never invited him back.
Right. That's why David quit coming to Comic Con.
Yeah. And then also from that same standpoint, Pete reached out, or I'm sorry, Steve. I gave Steve some stuff to put on eBay. And we talked about one of those items, and that was the hot toy. Catwoman. And how did that do, Steve?
I think we got like $230 out of that thing.
When did you get a hot toy Catwoman?
Kalamazoo Toy Show. Guy came, remember the old guy came
to South Florida. We talked about this. Yep.
He went to $125. I told Travis to get him down to $100. It worked.
And you
sold it for $230. Of course, eBay will probably take that $30.
Probably. I mean, I could see that being... I could see 30 being... Well, we'll see. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
No, you're going to find out.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. But so, yeah, pretty happy. I mean, from that standpoint, and got the money to hopefully make it so I can get into the couple of these shows and not have my wife kill me. But I think that's about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pete, you got anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want a bitch.
No,
what's
way.
New? Yeah.
No. I don't believe this.
So I talked about on the one of the last the previous episodes. I've talked with you guys. The new Diamond Ghostbusters. I love the figures. I think they're absolutely cool. We actually talked about the Slimer on the show. I have all of them open now. I spent some time today. I probably opened 25 Marvel Legends today.
Wow.
All of my Ghostbusters, my Turtles, and I just putting stuff into boxes just to try to... You realize how much space you lose when shit's in the original packaging? Zach took 3 full-size garbage cans out to the dumpster for me of fucking toy trash. So I got all the pieces collected to build the rooftop. Well, on the back of the package, it says, collect all 15 figures to build the rooftop. And you look at the picture of the rooftop, and there's 9 figures on the rooftop. And it's the 9 that I have. So I thought, okay, well, I don't know what they're talking about, 15. So I got all the pieces together to build it because I wanted you guys to come in tonight for the show and go, oh, that's sweet.
And you need 6 more figures.
I need 6 more figures.
Which figures are they?
I don't know. I don't think they're out yet. Because I have all 3 waves that have come out. And it's 3 figures per wave. I have 9. So there must be 2 more waves coming. And I was like, why would you put those 9 figures on, put them on the package that I have? Yeah. And then say collect all 15, which is what they actually meant. So, fuck you, Diamond. But so, literally, like, my fingertips are raw.
Open
those
and shit?
Things, because they all have the metal twisties
holding
them
in. Things.
And it's the freaking worst, man.
Those are the worst. That is the way that they torture us.
Yeah.
You say, you want to be old and fat and dumb and collect toys, you're going to freaking have hurt fingers.
Yeah.
It was brutal. So...
Well, nice.
Yeah, good times.
So, I had a job interview yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Big, this would be a big step up. This would be probably not a tie. Sometimes maybe. This would be like a button-up shirt and khaki pants kind of go to work kind of job.
That's not you.
It's not really. It hasn't been me. It would take some changing. But the part I wanted to talk about that kind of relates to the show a little bit is, you know, that question that you guys have been on the other side of interviews. You guys have interviewed people, both of you. I know I have too.
Do you have any questions for us? And you said, am I allowed to have my expensive toys shipped here that I don't want my wife to know about? And they said, Mr. Bashadi, we appreciate your time. Have a good day.
No, the part about, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Hobbies, interests, what are you into?
Right.
Okay.
Bukkakis and swinging is not the appropriate answer at that point.
I think I would have felt more comfortable than actually telling people what I'm actually into. I mean, you know, this is a big boy job. Right. These are people that are all older than me that are interviewing me. And I'm going to say, I collect toys and I have a podcast where I talk about collecting toys. That just doesn't go. I mean,
so what did you make up?
I didn't tell him anything. I said, I'm married. I got 2 kids. I'm pretty boring. I go to work and I come home. That's really there all is to it. And I went right into my work experience because that was the other part of the question.
Steve.
What was I going to say? What would you have done?
Shame. Shame.
I totally understand where you're coming from. That's a hard thing to say. I collect toys or anything like that. But you didn't say, man, I love going to the movies. I really enjoy Star Wars. And
no. I just was like,
not even comfortable saying that, huh?
Not in this situation. I wasn't. Usually, I am. I wear it on my sleeve most of the time. Yeah. Like I said, I bring toys to work at the break room table at my current job, and I open them up and sit there and play with them. And you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
But this setting, I was just like, nah, they don't really need to be judging me on this. Cause you know.
I will say I do agree with you. I don't think a job interview like that is a place to come out of the closet on your toy collection.
That's something to that you can't. You don't want to spring somebody on that later though either. That's like. That's like the you date a chick for like 10 months, you decide to move in together, and then you tell her about your like old Q-tip collection. You know what I mean? That to me is you can't spring somebody. You got to ease them into it a little bit. And
another thing I thought of yesterday too, which isn't so much toy related, but I was wearing a long sleeve button up shirt.
Yep.
Well, you guys both know
you got a nipple.
I've got a tattoo on my forearm. So, if I were to get this job. I don't know how that would go over. Do I have to wear long sleeve shirts every day? How do I handle that?
It's 2016, man. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're okay. I think you're okay on tattoos. Right. I mean, even in my job.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have tattoos.
I was pumped to see that Whitlow quit wearing long sleeves after he got comfortable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So,
one of our local officers actually has one arm that's a full sleeve, and he wore long, and like I'd be with him like at 4th of July down at the fireworks, and dude's in a long sleeve, dark blue shirt. And I was like, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a rule. It was just he personally felt that that's how he should portray himself. And then as he got more comfortable, and then once he became full time, he eased up a little bit, which I thought was good.
That'd screw it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. That's that. I'm looking for Pete's button. I think I got rid of it.
Thanks, UPS guy!
That's cool. I was going to play this one.
Well, it's nice to see Travis is still fat. Which one, Steve? We're not wearing headphones.
Yeah, but it was funny. When you listen to it back, you'll like it.
Okay. Is it my butt hurt one?
No.
Oh, all right. I'll wait for the playback.
All right. I'm not going to sit here and giggle all day. We got thanks, UPS guy. Travis, what do you got?
You know what? I kind of was struggling to remember what I did get. It's been so long.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been
a
while.
We had like a bonanza last time, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Well, I did anyways. It was
I was able to, I walked into the Walmart in Fremont, Michigan, and I was able to find 3 pieces of the latest Marvel Legends Spider-Man Wave. And I got 2009 Spider-Man.
I think it's 2099.
Yep, that guy. Yeah. And
I both love and hate this figure all at the same time.
I love him.
It's an absolutely great figure, and I love the paint scheme.
For anybody that's wondering, it's the white, and he's got white, red, and black, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I'd call it charcoal or slate which is, gray, not black.
That's but, yeah. Current?
Current comic book costume. Yeah. Also, the Captain Britain Spider-Man, the UK Spider-Man.
Stupid.
Okay, this is freaking cool looking, but it seems like a really dumb idea.
I love it.
But I don't know. I have no concept of the story.
Because we haven't
You love it because you are incapable of hating anything.
That might be true, too, but we have not read the latest Spider-Man comics within the last 2 years, where they had all the Spider-Mans from all these different universes, and they had to go and fight something. And so there's in these comics, there's all these Spider-Mans from different universes. Where in this one, Peter Parker was born in Britain or whatever, something like that. I haven't read the book, so I should comment on that. I guess it makes me sound like an idiot, but. But I love these from the standpoint of like putting together a big Spider-Man display. I
can
like
see that. Yeah,
it's kind of cool to have all that variation.
Yeah, that's what I think is neat. Also got the Jackal. I will say the 4 most desired figures in the wave were not there. So someone came through and picked up Green Goblin, the symbiote Spider-Man, and
Ms. Marvel.
Miss Marvel, the new one.
And Shocker.
And the Shocker.
I think out of this one, the Shocker is one of the ones I'm most excited about.
I love him. And you guys read that Fearsome Foes of Spider-Man, right?
That's me. Yep, I'm reading that. Yep.
So that is...
And he's kind of a... They kind of write him all wimpy in that book, you know what I mean? But I like the character a lot.
Yep.
Okay, so this... I'm holding the Spider-Man 2099 in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen... This is not the kid body... like the new Peter, the latest Peter Parker and Miles Morales yep. shared. This is more of the adult Spider-Man body.
Yep.
With super butterfly shoulders. Have we seen that before?
I think Pizza Spidey. Was Pizza Spidey had that?
I don't think it was this good. I think it might have had some butterfly, but this
not
is
that good.
This looks like a whole new construction to me. I've never...
That is pretty crazy. I've never seen the arms go back that far.
No.
I just... Something about them. You know what also what is awesome?
The Sandman.
The Sandman pieces that came... I don't have the full Sandman. But just judging... And of course, I've got these two packages came with...
The same arm?
Well, not the same arm, but the sand arms.
Oh.
Okay.
And... Oh my gosh, they are freaking awesome. They are so cool. So like I look at those and I'm like, man, I can't wait to put those on a Sandman. He's going to have his big old monster fist and hand. And they did some really cool, you know, with the sand actually coming to points, like it's dripping off him. Yeah. You know, so man, I was pretty excited about it. I even, Jackal, you know, while not a favorite character by any means or anything like that, but...
At first glance, he looks like a shrunken down abomination.
Well, that's kind of what he is.
Looks like a green goblin also a little bit, too.
You don't get the fur. You don't get the jackal right away. It looks like he's a green guy with bat ears.
You think of a jackal, you think of a dog, and that kind of looks more like a lizard.
Yeah. He's a weird creature.
Upon closer inspection, you can see that he actually is fur covered. But again, that those ears scream bat, not jackal to me because of the color scheme.
Exactly.
If it were tan... You know what I mean? Like, or like a dog color, I would see it. I would see it more, but...
Well, and I can't remember. I know the Jackal had a real big arc in a whole role in the symbiote, the clone saga back in the day, but I can't really even remember anything about the Jackal besides the fact that he's a Spider-Man villain. But I look at that. I like that figure. You know, for being a figure that I have no attachment to...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's very simple.
Very simple.
But it's still cool. It has almost a retro feel because it's so simple. He's wearing some boy shorts.
He's wearing boy shorts.
And that's it.
How weird is that, though?
Looks like his package is pretty nice.
Hey, I got a design I got a design for this bad guy for Spider-Man. It's
due tomorrow? Shit.
It's...
Oh, Bill, you just phoned it in on the shorts there, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
He's just going to be this little green... Furry guy, we'll call him the Jackal.
Can I see that Britain Spider-Man?
Nope.
He looks the buck looks much beefier than
it
the
is.
Other Spider-Man.
See, it doesn't have those shoulders.
Right.
So this is a different buck.
Almost wonder if that's not the
looks like
Captain Marvel buck, or the what are the ones we just got? Captain Britain.
No, I think he's
not
bigger.
Big enough, yeah.
Captain
big
Britain enough. Is like the Venom buck.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's like somewhere in between. This is like I don't know, more like Hawkeye?
Yeah. Regardless, he's awesome.
This paint job is just cool.
I like this. I really like this Jackal. I just feel like this wave, they just killed it. I really like these figures. And this figure, like you said, I know you said you love it and you hate it, but to me it was kind of weird because I had no attachment, but I was like, man, I just really like the colors and kind of like how he pops.
And he's Mexican now, right? The 2099?
I think he is. Yeah, it's Miguel. Yeah, Miguel is his name. Yep. It's been a long time.
Is that a different character than the first one? I've never read 299.
No, it is. It's the same guy.
Yep. Oh, okay.
2099
is the same guy. I think he's come back in time somehow. I don't know
how.
But yeah. Yep. I read it back when I was a high schooler.
Well, that's why his helmet looks like a luchador helmet mask.
Yeah. Yep. Which is what a couple people have joked around about. Luchador Spider-Man. I don't know. I really like it. I think the paint scheme's cool, and I just think the figure looks cool.
These things on his arms, those are a reuse, aren't they?
No, I've never seen those before.
Boomerang?
I don't think so.
That's what they look like, but I don't have one here for comparison. I am super impressed by that shoulder.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. It's construction.
Know, I mean, a flipping, like a falling, you know what I mean? Like a, I don't know, I just think it's rad.
It's awesome. He'll be cool for posing.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm digging him.
Yeah, so that's it for me.
That's it for you, Pete. You got anything?
I did. I got my my Michelangelo SH Fig Arts.
You did?
I did. Would you like to open one, Steven?
I would love. I want to see one so bad. Pete's getting up. He is going to The Toy Vault.
I'm Cloud so Nine excited Studios. About this. I cannot wait.
Because
you're excited too, I could tell.
Now remember, SH Figure Arts, not NECA.
Right, I got you.
So woo. I don't want to break anybody's heart like mine got broken.
Woo! So. This is fantastic. Fantastic. I like the packaging.
Was Mikey your favorite? Is that
Mike's my favorite?
Yeah, Mikey's his favorite.
I forgot you guys like the lame ones.
The lame ones?
Yeah, Mikey and Don.
How can you say late? How can anyone not like Mikey? I mean, I can see him not being their favorite, but
I like him.
You can't refer to him as lame.
No, he's lame.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not Leonardo.
Yeah, yep, sit over there with your Jackal Man fact.
Pete, who is your second favorite turtle?
Jackal.
Raph.
Jekyll.
Raphael?
Yeah.
Who's your third favorite turtle?
I think Leonardo's probably my least favorite. So that puts one. Michelangelo in the three hole. So
okay, now I don't know. Have we ever discussed? We discussed Raph a little bit, didn't we?
We talked about it a little bit. We actually opened it off the air.
You're going to keep this, right? So I can.
That one's mine. Yep.
Pull this.
Or yours. I've got one for sale as well. So.
Okay.
But I'm not stupid like Justice. I'm not taking no damn promises. So.
Right. I got you.
Money talks.
I feel you. I don't know if we've discussed this on the podcast before or not, but we're going to discuss it again. The legs on these feel like they're built out of metal.
They are.
And it adds a weight to these figures that is actually pretty cool. I can't. I don't know what to say. He's just cool. I really think I would display him with this alternative head. He's got like a smirk.
The almost the matte finish of the green.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, just does it for me. I like how this is. It's not glossy like some. You know what I mean?
The shell is not glossy. It's kind of like what we were talking about with Travis's Hulk last time.
Yeah, it's got almost a patina to it. I'd call it a matte finish, but.
Yeah. I like these more and more. I was going to try to stay.
She breaks the heads right off them.
Oh, okay. You got to put that on the other head.
Four different sets of hands. You get two different sets of nunchucks. One that are actual chains so they move like a nunchuck. And then ones that are actually formed so they can appear to be in motion. A spare head, the turtle grappling hook, and then, of course, his belt if you want to store the nunchucks in the belt. So, cool accessories.
Now, the sculpt on these and the look, really cool. For an SH figure, it's my complaint if I was, you know, it's a valid complaint. Their articulation is not phenomenal, especially in the legs. He's got pretty good, like a butterfly hinge in his shoulder, so he works pretty good there. And his arms appear to have very good articulation in them, actually. But if you wanted to have this guy kicking it all forward, it's not going to happen. If you want him to have him do the splits, that's not going to happen.
And that's my favorite pose to put my turtles in is the splits.
Well, I'm just saying, if you wanted to have him kicking off to the side or something, put him in a cool like little figure stand, you're not going to be able to do that with him. But that being said, he probably is the coolest 6-inch turtle I've ever messed with.
That's the coolest one I've ever seen.
So
that one, the one Pete's got in there is pretty awesome. I can't remember, but it's the one that Rickleman got for him. But this with when you factor in all the accessories and.
And they actually, the only thing that those, the 1991 movie ones that I bought, the four pack at the show, mm-hmm. or I bought all four of them, I want to say, were they like a Walmart exclusive or something?
Yeah, probably.
And, I mean, those, I couldn't believe the accessories that come with those. I mean, they actually have almost more accessories than these SH Figure Arts ones do.
Now, Pete, you're going to have to help me out. I think you'll have a handle on this. Michelangelo has nunchucks.
Yes.
In the later cartoons, did he just start using that stupid hook? Is that where that came from? Because he comes with this grappling hook thing.
The hook is actually, they had the hook back in the original cartoon. they had a grappling hook. I remember seeing that in the original. I can't say that it looked like that, but I remember them having a grappling hook. But it wasn't like something they carried with them. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So, but I haven't watched much of the new cartoon at all. So.
I was thinking of the original. I remember yeah, the them original, having.
I remember using a grappling.
But I didn't know if it replaced his nunchucks.
No, not. I don't think anything's ever replaced his nunchucks.
Gary Rickleman's going to tell us.
Yeah,
for sure. And he's going to be all snarky about it, and he's going to call somebody a moron or a boob or something.
Wow, you guys are boobs.
Man, Travis cannot get that back in the box fast enough.
No, he's not good at stuffing it in a box.
It is bothering him that it's out of the package.
Yeah, right it now. Is. Why is he doing that? I don't understand. Like, did we? That actually is very funny. Travis, I set Michelangelo down, or I handed it to Pete. Pete hands it down, and Travis just starts stuffing it back in the box.
Puts it away. All right, moving right along.
What if I wanted to play with that later?
It's not a cool Jacko figure, so fuck this thing. We're going to put it back in the box.
No, it needs to stay out. We need to take a picture. So. And I just, my problem that I have with keeping the stuff in the box just kind of manifested there. And
that's just
wanted to get it right back in his little spots. Yeah.
All right, well. That's a cool piece, Pete.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I don't know how you are. You can't call yourself a turtle fan if you don't have those four. That's my opinion. You gotta have SH figures.
I don't know.
Unless you're cheap ass.
Right.
Well, in my opinion,
yeah.
I think it's the NECA ones.
Oh yeah, those two. No, you gotta have both.
If you're a Turtles fan, if you're a Turtles guy, yes, yeah, you do. Both. Speaking. Yeah, speaking of the NECA ones.
Did you get yours in?
I do not have it.
You don't have it? I thought you bought it.
I did, but it's not in my hands yet.
Oh, okay.
So, I have Donnie coming.
Right.
Thanks to Rob Yeomans.
Got him, huh?
Oh, he found him in a store?
He found one in Traverse City.
Cool.
And when you were there was two, right, Trav?
Yeah. Yep.
Was one's box beat to shit?
Probably. I mean, a lot of their stuff is beat up.
Mm.
Where was it at?
FYE in Traverse City.
So I was able to tap Rob Yeomans, who's up there quite often, to grab that for me, and I am excited. I've been watching reviews on it, and I just am so pumped to get that thing here. I wanted to have it today, but Rob comes into town. He said he'd be into town at 10 o'clock tonight. It kind of missed us. So
I'll be in bed.
Yeah. But
sound logs.
I'm ripping open a package right now. This is not super exciting, but I did want to tell people about this. I picked up another one of these. I already have one. It's called the Stajak 4 SH Figure Arts 6-inch. I don't know if it's necessarily 6-inch, but it's a figure stand. It's a dynamic figure stand. Comes with three separate stands. I bought one a week or so ago. I was really impressed with it. I really like them. I recommend these if you want.
It's one of the best stands out there.
It really is good. It really holds your figures good. It's got a lot of options.
The only thing I'd say is it would struggle with a heavy figure.
Yeah, with a real heavy figure.
Well, that Michelangelo, if you tried to get him in the air, I think. What do you think?
I wonder. I don't know.
We can't because he's back in the box. So
We'll find out later.
We will find out. Yeah. We'll try it. And you could not get the clips around his waist. You'd have to put it around his leg or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure, because they don't go wide enough. But I've used them on plenty of Marvel Legends and plenty of SH figures, Star Wars figures, and they work. It works fantastic. I love them. So just wanted to let everybody know. You find them on eBay.
How much did they run?
They're like... You get it for like $15, and like I said, you get three stands in there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Not bad.
$5 a stand.
When I'm looking, a lot of places say discontinued. Maybe they're not making them anymore.
Hmm.
I don't know. But anyways, so I had to pick up something today I found.
Ooh, today in the wild.
Yes, in the wild. I was a fan of this on Netflix. And I happened to stumble upon this at Target today.
You just bought one of them, huh?
They only had one of them.
Wow.
The whole area was wiped out.
Wow.
Except for this.
I must have been in there right after they stocked.
Oh, totally did you see them all?
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, I saw them all.
Oh, you did at Target?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What did you pay for that thing?
$25.
He'll run 30. The Black Lion runs 30.
Mm-hmm. He's big.
Why would you say that? Okay, you are
he didn't watch Voltron, though.
I know, but he's a that stupid one, the ripoff, Power Rangers fan.
I'm sorry, I don't know why. So Voltron copied Power Rangers, I get it, but it doesn't mean I like it.
It's the same sort of thing, except way cooler.
I just looked at a top 15 list of turtle ripoffs. I didn't like half the shit on there. Cowboys and Mumesa, of course I did, but.
Well, so. I think this thing is awesome. And it's not out of the package.
Ooh.
That's so violent. That's for kids?
Yeah, that's for kids.
We need to increase firepower.
Ha.
Let's light this thing up. Fire lasers.
Awesome. Now,
is that Mattel?
Playmates.
Wow.
Playmates kicking it. Is DreamWorks behind Turtles? The movies?
No.
That's not a DreamWorks production?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Hmm. I would just think because this is DreamWorks the
DreamWorks is behind Shrek,
right?
So,
anyways, I was watching
Michael
a review
Bay's behind the turtle movies. Isn't he?
I'm afraid I want to open this puppy up, but I'm afraid that it would take.
He was afraid that Travis would put it right back in the box.
That too. I don't want Travis to be like, I want to play with it. And Travis's like, no, give it to me. I gotta put it back. But. I watched a review on Lion, and damn, it's so cool. Every time you plug in a Lion, it recognizes that Lion got plugged in. Like, you know, it says something, Green Lion, right arm, ready to go, or something. I don't think it's the right arm. No, it's the left arm. But, anyways, I can't wait to...
Do you want a knife? I have a knife.
Have these... Every time I get one, I'm going to bring it in here, and I am going to plug the son of a gun in. We're going to build Voltron on this show, slowly, as I can find them and afford them.
You're going to open it, huh? You're going to open that on the show?
Well, I mean, we don't have to wait for it. I just wanted to get it at least this far. Because it's all wire tied in. We can move on, but it looks pretty cool.
You know, when I saw him, I kind of was like, eh. I don't feel the nostalgia like I did, you know, for the originals.
Yeah.
But, man, I look at that guy. He looks pretty awesome.
I actually liked the redesign.
Yeah.
For the cartoon. Yeah. So...
Well, I don't really compare with that Power Ranger one that's on the shelves, though, for the new movie.
Woo!
That thing is absolute garbage. Garbage. I told Travis, we were looking at a Toys R Us the other day, and I was like, it's got like a cocaine supermodel waistline. Like, what the hell is that?
Me and Pete were hunting the other day, and we found that whole thing, and holy crap, was it hideous.
It was terrible, man. Terrible.
Did you see it, Steven?
Nope. I did
it's
not.
So bad.
Or I didn't paint it.
Oh, it is so bad.
Let's just say if it went in battle with this thing, ooh, bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Just that one. Doesn't even need the other pieces. just the black lion. Yep. So.
What else did you get, Steve?
Nothing. This is it.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
Huh.
Well, okay.
Oh.
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 Thanks. You reminded him, Trav.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it on...
Just trying to distract him.
If you didn't see it on
Facebook Live,
I got my custom Mike Brandis from MB Custom Toys Fisto from Masters of the Universe. And I love it. He's awesome. I've got him working on a Jitsu now, so I can have Fisto and Jitsu. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's the artistic part of it that really draws. Because I don't collect pops.
Right.
I have no
desire to collect pops, but I'm going to collect everything that I can afford to buy from MB Custom Toys because I love those things, man.
I love to see his vision of or his reimagining of the character. I think it's fun. So.
And if you're interested in seeing his stuff, he will be set up at MuskegonCon March 18th in Muskegon, Michigan.
Yes, and go to Instagram and look up MB Custom Toys.
Yep. M is in Mike, B is in Brandis, MB Custom Toys. Killer stuff.
So, Yeah, that's it. We can move on to what? What are we reading?
Yeah, what are we reading? Travis, go ahead.
You know, I haven't read as much as I would like to. I kind of feel bad about that. I feel like I should be reading a little bit more. But these god dang iPad games.
I've been every like third day, I just turn my iPad off and I don't even use it. And that's why, like last week, I had what, 6 books I read?
Yeah.
I had to play with my iPad.
And that's what it is. And between Tappers of Grayskull, Clash Royale. And I'm still playing, Clash, whatever it is, the other one.
You're still playing Clash of Clans?
Yeah, a little bit. I just get on an attack. I don't upgrade anything. But. All right, so I've read a couple books here. It's going to be kind of fun because I think me and Pete may have crossed the same pages.
We crossed streams on this one.
I read The Punisher. On the road, just to give you an idea, right on the cover it says, Frank Castle is back, baby, and he's in good hands. Adventures in Poor Taste.com. Parental advisory, not for kids. Yeah. Not for kids. This is done by Clunan, Dylan, and Martin. I will be honest, one of the huge draws for me on this, Dylan drew the whole book, and I'm pretty sure this is probably the last book that Dylan probably ever drew.
And I believe the last page there is in a memory of him.
Yep. So. Steve Dylan, I have always loved his work, mostly from Punisher and Preacher, but it's great stuff, and I felt like he was made to draw the Punisher.
Yeah.
He just draws him as this stone-cold monster, you know? And this is a very good book. I like the bad guy in it.
The face.
I thought it was really enjoyable, and it had a couple really good lines in there that I really enjoyed, and one of them was, they were talking about, hey, you knew Frank Castle, and he's like, yeah, I knew Frank Castle. Frank Castle's dead. That's the Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... There's no talking to Frank Castle.
No.
He died,
Well, at one point, he basically says, he's like, hey, you guys can do whatever you want, but you're going to fail.
Yeah.
Go ahead, try to,
Yeah, one guy gives somebody a gun, and they're like, what, am I supposed to shoot him? And it's like, no, that's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's going to do worse.
Yeah.
Oh, kill yourself?
Yeah, kill yourself. I'm going to hand it over to Steve. Steve hasn't had a chance to look at it. This is one of those the great things now about Pete being a distributor is, I've been able to catch up on some really good books, and this was one of them that, I love Punisher, but it's one of those ones that when I walk into a store, I sometimes struggle picking it up because there's so many other books that I just absolutely love, and I will grab those ones first. So the fact that I just was able to walk in here and Pete had this huge stack for me, amazingly enough, even though I had all those other good books still to read, this is one I'd grabbed real quick.
And there's two Punisher books going right now, correct?
I think so.
Because Borderlands, because there's two trades in the other one that were both great as well. This is a new story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So... But I didn't know if the other one stopped and this one picked up or, but.
What do you think about the art, Steve?
I'm not sold on it.
You don't like Steve Dillon, huh?
I mean.
You said Preacher and you totally turned him off.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, is that who drew Preacher?
Yeah. What do you mean you're not sold on it?
I think Frank Castle looks too good looking. He doesn't look rough.
He definitely is a younger, more athletic looking.
And he almost looks like a African-American guy. Too. Did you notice that? His skin tone's kind of dark. His hair looks... I don't know. Not that that's... I don't...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, but...
But it's not your thing.
The story was very fun. Yeah. Very entertaining.
Well, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. Obviously, Steve's wrong.
Well, right.
In this one.
That's a given.
I can definitely tell, now that you say that that's the guy who drew Preacher.
Yes. Right. Yep. And I will say his art has not changed.
No.
In the last 10, 15, 20 years... No. That dude, you pick up, open his book, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's Steve Dillon.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
So you really loved it, too.
I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. So. And I'm not saying it's bad art.
A one-shot read.
Yeah.
I sat down, and I had to finish it.
Yeah.
You said you thought he's born to draw Punisher. Mm-hmm. I think he doesn't fit Punisher at all.
At least
that's the Punisher I know.
He did the Max too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not all of it, but right. Yeah, big
but
chunks.
But he started it, didn't
yep.
he?
Yep.
And then they brought him back, I think, near the end, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. In and out. And yeah. I'm trying to think.
Didn't he draw, he drew the Barracuda book, didn't he?
I think so.
Because I remember Barracuda just being awesome looking.
Yeah. So, good book. I really enjoyed it. Next, I read Black Panther. And this is going to be a tough one for me to say. Tanisha of hell. I don't even know how you say this.
It's Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Ta-Nehisi Coates. Mr. Coates.
I think it's a female.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I mean, that first name, I can understand you could say that.
Also, based on the last name, that's how you tell sex now?
Yeah, that's it. A Nation Under Our Feet, book one. I start off this book. I like the art. I didn't think the art was outstanding by any means.
A little slow getting going.
Yeah, but very slow getting going.
Yeah.
It was much more of a kind of a political. And that it's a big political story.
Right.
But I will say I did enjoy it, and it ramped up and really got going. I love Black Panther.
Right.
You know, he's a fun, you know, you take a character, represents a cat, you know, wild, out of the jungle. But then he also is realistically the richest person in the Marvel Universe. Everybody always wants to say Tony Stark. He's the king of Wakanda. You know, right. They are. It's big time money, technology. Right. You know, so you whenever I think
and vibranium mining,
big time. Yeah.
So
you know, and I think I always thought of the Black Panther. I always thought of this king of this jungle people. You know,
right.
That's not what he is. You know, he's a genius. Right. You know, he's in the top echelon of the smartest people in Marvel Comics, and then he's also a badass. So I enjoy.
And he
it.
Has female warriors.
Yeah.
Which is just rad to me.
And there was a lot of that in this, too. Like I said, the political aspect, and it had all these different factions of his groups, which I'm not completely up to date on. I've read a lot of books that have Black Panther in it, but I have not read a lot of...
Standalone
just Black Panther books.
I haven't gotten to the ramp-up part yet.
Okay.
That's one that's in my stack that I keep picking up, reading a few pages,
yeah.
and then going another direction.
It took me a little bit to get into it.
So
It's interesting because... This Coates, New York Times bestselling author, this is his first comic book. And it was interesting reading in the back talking, you know, where they're talking with the artist about how it is much different working with someone who's never...
A novel writer.
Right, exactly. Right. He's never wrote a comic book, you know. Right. And so that was kind of interesting. I enjoyed that part of it. I'm going to hand that over to Steve so he can eyeball the art. But it was a fun read. I enjoyed it. I think it's a really good jumping on point. For people that are, you know, now after the movie, you know, because Black Panther was one of the scene stealers in Civil War.
I've read the part, you know, there's a little bit of family dynamic, you know, that they're kind of, so you're getting some backstory, but it's not your typical start from the beginning origin story stuff, which I think Marvel's doing, in my opinion, a better job of giving you enough to fall in love with the character, but not beating the backstory stuff to death.
Yeah.
You know, and they do it with the movies too. You know, they give you enough. Or they did it with the Netflix stuff.
Yep.
You know, all those people you met already currently the way they were, and then they introduced the backstory as you moved forward. The book is that way.
Yeah.
You know, and I liked that.
Oh, it was a fun read.
I enjoy the art. I mean, thumbing through it.
Yeah.
Yep. Look pretty good.
Yep. It's good. Yeah, so another good read. I would definitely highly recommend both the books. I will say about The Punisher, if you don't like violence, stay away from that book.
It's bloody.
Even the Black Panther book is really based in violence, too. I mean, they're comic books, of course, but my kid read the Punisher book. He really liked
the,
it.
The swear words are bleeped.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those books where it's just the little expletive sign, the dollar signs and whatnot. The thing that bothers me about that is sometimes I look and I go, I think it's supposed to be the F word, but they've only got four spaces and it doesn't make sense as to what word it would be like. Cause I don't know what they were shooting for. That bothers me. It's like growing up listening to Eminem on the radio. Like, God, what did he say right there? And you can't figure out what word would fit. That bugged me a little bit, but again, that's just coming from reading all of these adult graphic novels and comic books to where, you know.
I just put the F word in every one of them.
Wow. And that sometimes works.
The F word is the best word. It can go anywhere. I mean, come on.
But at one point, you know, man, the Punisher's a real pain in the, what you think is the ass. Pain in the fuck doesn't make a ton of sense. So, you know. But.
You read anything else, Peter?
I did. I read the second trade of Injection. And it's sci-fi, and it's got me hooked because I gotta know. So I'm enjoying it, but.
And that's one that's in my pile.
Yeah.
So I haven't picked it up yet. But Warren Ellis, so that's, I mean, it's going to be a good. Steve?
Just so everybody knows, I've given up on trying to remove the black lion from the package because I think it's impossible. So I should just, I set it on the other side of the table so Travis can't undo what I already did and shove it back in the box. But I didn't read much, but I did read the latest issue of Thundercats versus He-Man.
All 18 pages?
Yeah.
Damn.
Start to finish.
Killing it.
Yeah. I did it in like three sittings.
Crushed it.
I still love that comic. I can't say enough. If you like that stuff, you got to read it, but not going to drone on.
I will read it when trade rolls around. I'll buy the trade.
So fun.
I will never read it, most likely.
You're missing out.
So, well, I believe you.
I know there's been some hubbub on the internet.
Good stuff?
Well, I mean, just, you know, the fact of who gets killed.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's some things that...
Yeah.
That's some good things.
I'm trying so hard to care right now, and I just can't. I can't get up the gumption.
You'd like it. You'd like it a lot. All right, so that's what we've been reading. Maybe we'll bring book club back in a while. We've struggled a little bit with that because Steve can't read. That's being the biggest part. But also, you know, Peter's got a stack of books to read right now, and he wants to read his books. So yeah. So that wraps up book club.
All right. I don't know if we have anything else but
TV, movies, and trailers.
I don't think there's anything going on.
You know, I did start, and I'm almost done with a Netflix series called Black Mirror. Sci-fi based. I'd recommend it. It is not for everyone.
Sex?
Yes.
But do you see anything? Do you see the good stuff?
Very little. Not enough to make it where you're like, oh, yeah, you got to go watch it. Oh, you know, it's not Game of Thrones, Black Sails, Spartacus.
Is that coming back?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought I could have swore I saw.
Yeah. I mean, it would surprise me if they do some other story like that.
Right.
But it's entertaining. It is sci-fi based, so it's not for everyone. But they're hour-long shows. I would compare it to like a, what was that? The Twilight Zone. You know, it's kind of like that where you watch an hour-long show and it's got its own little story. And but really,
oh, so each episode's its own kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yep.
And they're all kind of based in the future from the standpoint of technology. Plays a big part in it. It's fun. Yeah, I think you guys would like it, but it's not for everybody.
So, but it's one of those things where it's. You can sit down and watch that episode every now and again. You don't have to sit down and all of a sudden you got to binge 10 episodes.
No.
Okay.
And it's been, so just to give you an idea on why I say it's not for everyone. Okay. We, and I say we, my wife started with the controller on this. Okay. So we started episode 1 of season 3. We really liked it. We enjoyed it. We got about through 3 of them. And there's not a lot. There's 6 episodes in season 3, 4 an episode, or in season 2, and I think 3 in season 1. Well, we're out to eat with some friends, and they go, oh, yeah, we tried watching this Black Mirror thing. Ugh. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm like, really? What episode didn't you like? Because I'm thinking, yeah, we've liked all these episodes. They're like, oh, the first one. And I'm like, what? And they go, yeah, the one where they're trying to get the prime minister to fuck the pig on television. And I'm like, what?
What the hell are you watching?
Yeah, because we started with season 3 because my wife had the controller. And
you can't trust them with the controller.
Don't let your wife have the controller.
That's why they're so wide. They're not made for a woman's hand.
Yeah. The problem is mine are smaller than hers.
Yeah.
So then...
probably true. Yeah.
So then we go back and watch that episode. And no joke, that's what it is. Is the princess has been kidnapped. Here are our demands. By this time, on this day, the prime minister must F a pig on live television. If he does not, she dies. Okay? That's an hour-long episode. We really liked it.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
But it was very interesting because they started talking about what is, you know, this is a new form of terrorism and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and it was cool. I enjoyed it. Like I said, not for everybody. Okay. Definitely not for everybody. Yeah. You'd like it, Peter, for sure. Steve, I don't know if you'll get through it.
I'm warped.
You are warped.
I'm excited. January 24th, Outsiders comes back on WGN. Loved that.
What do you
first
mean it comes? Outsiders what?
Season 2.
It's not based on this. What is the Outsiders?
Are you really going to ask me? You're gonna relate this to the S.E. Hinton book, aren't you? The movie it was based off with Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze.
It's not that, right?
Hell no, it's not that.
Damn, I'm so let down.
Great movie, though. Great movie, though. No, I've talked.
I'm so let down. Why are you laughing?
I've only talked about this on the show 8 different times. I've chastised the both of you for not watching this show. It's absolutely great. I'm looking forward to season 2. The next month is Into the Badlands, so I got some stuff to look forward to.
I still got to see the last episode of last season from that.
Into the Badlands?
Oh, that's a good episode.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Usually they do that.
Yeah, that's how they do it, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. So,
Season 2 of Voltron on Netflix is coming out the 19th of this month.
Nice.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Wow, Steve contributing.
No.
Yeah.
And imagine that, it's cartoon. And it's a remake of an old thing.
I'm surprised that it wasn't Barbie or something. Right. Like that.
I like remakes of old things.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about your experience with Justice Curry? With the super toy trader Justice Curry. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I don't know. I went to
we have a friend that's a TV star.
Right.
We do.
And Steve hangs out with him for the weekend.
Yep, I did.
And just thinks it's not something we're talking about.
Can we take one step back? I want to rewind just a smidge.
All right, let's do that.
So we're recording on Sunday morning, okay?
Well,
that's the plan, all right?
It wasn't really a plan.
It was a plan, okay?
Well, I mean, we were recording on Sunday.
It's what we've been doing.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And we talked, hey, recording this Sunday? Yep. Works okay, yep.
I don't remember that.
Everybody was in. It's in text message.
And I think me and Pete might have we had that conversation.
Okay. So I get a friend of mine who is a... radio guy to come in and do some voiceover stuff for us.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, Steve can no longer record. So
I don't know if I'd say last minute.
It was like 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So no explanation. Okay. I think for instance, I thought maybe something had happened. So
you were concerned.
I was. I said a quick prayer for the family. I just
yeah,
because
he's
just
so
in
full
case
of shit.
Something happened, and so
he sounded concerned in his text messages.
So, yeah. Oh yeah.
So flash forward, and I see a picture on Facebook, and it's Steven and his family, who are adorable, with the Curries at Kalahari, the water park in Ohio, and. I just find it strange that he didn't say, hey, guys, heading to the water park, can't podcast tomorrow. It was, hey, tomorrow's not going to work.
I did that for Justin.
And then that was it.
You told us, you didn't tell us where you were going for Justin?
Well, I didn't tell Pete where. I told you, but I knew if I told Pete, the first thing would be like, well, fine. I see Justin didn't call me. And he'd get all butthurt about it.
Okay, first off, never in a million years would I have felt that way. Now, had Travis...
I'm going to agree with that.
Had you called... I would get in on that. I would be butthurt by that. But not... I mean, I like Justin. I hang out with Justin. But Justin would never... I wouldn't be in his Rolodex for that type of an event, in my opinion. We're not like that. So... No, I wouldn't have been butthurt by that at all.
Nah, I'm with you, Peter. So, I'm with you on that.
That's no good. You're supposed to
support you on this.
Yeah, you're supposed to support me on this.
I can't. Right. Pete's right.
So I call and cancel my guy. He rearranges his whole Sunday morning, and I had to cancel on him.
Wait, did you call and cancel?
No, I still haven't talked to him.
That really does suck because I want to get that done so we can use Dave.
He wants to get that done so bad that he goes on vacation with Justin. So
I couldn't say no.
Well, you could say no, but I understand why you didn't.
It was hard to say no.
I would have
tell him why you could say no.
I would have said yes as well. Maybe not to Justin, because again, that wouldn't have happened. I didn't realize that it was a situation where, like, you had finally gotten back in his good graces. I was surprised he called you. You know what I mean?
He wanted his money. Hey, yeah. Tell him why you can say no.
Because, okay, so Justin had decided to go to Kalahari with his family, and there was also another family.
I don't mean that part. I mean why you really couldn't say no.
Oh, because...
Not the part that Justin paid for you to go. The part why you couldn't say no.
Because your wife said we're going.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
How did you tell your family about this, Stephen?
How did I tell? Well, Courtney was on call that weekend.
Yep.
So she had the work. She had the work phone. She has to handle everything. She's supposed to stay in town. She's leaving this job. So, you know,
it was like, deuces, homie. I'm out.
Justin calls, throws us out there that family canceled. It's a non-refundable room. If you want to come down here, it's all paid for. So I'm like, okay, so I go in the other room and I tell Courtney about it. I'm like, Justin just called and said that blah, 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 what I just said. And my kids are in the background.
So this is
that was dumb.
This is what I wanted him to say. It took him a little bit to get there, but what I wanted him to say was, I told my wife in front of my kids.
Hey, Courtney,
but you got
a trip to the water park. What do you think?
Dumbass.
Katie is behind me in the kitchen, and I don't even realize it. And I mentioned the word Kalahari, and I think as soon as I spit that out, Katie's in the background. She's like, we're going to Kalahari? And I'm like,
and she had already, at that point, it was already on her Twitter and her Facebook. You
she's
know what I mean?
She's packing a bag.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I'll be in the Jeep, Dad.
I'm like, I don't know, because Courtney is, you know, she's got the work phone, and Courtney's like, I'll call so-and-so, one of my friends, and I'll just, you know, see if they'll handle things in town and make the arrangements to be able to go. And at that time, the momentum was going such way that there was no saying no at that point. It was happening.
Stephen wanted.
I didn't really want. It was one of those things where it was like, okay, you guys know that in the wintertime, I'm plowing a lot. I have been. Every weekend, I've been coming here.
It's about snow and trucks. That wasn't a euphemism. He doesn't do that much.
Right. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be a great weekend. I can actually sit home, mess around, and play with my toy room and do this stuff. And then, you know, so I was kind of looking forward to that. Then Justin called, and it's like, geez, this is a freaking great opportunity.
How do you say no?
How do you say no?
Especially when you tell your kids.
Even though I just want to sit here and do nothing, and I don't, you know. But it was fantastic, and the ride down was actually fun. We got some Chick-fil-A, which I love.
How was the line?
Oh, we didn't get it. We got a new Chick-fil-A by us, mm-hmm. but we didn't go to that one.
Oh, you went over in Ohio?
It was kind of out of the way, so we stopped at a different one. So Chick-fil-A is... Oh, I love it. So, ride over was actually not bad, and we had a great time with the Carries that evening. And
Curry, so you got to say Curry.
Curry. It's not the same guy. Two different people.
I'm glad you had a good time.
We did.
I don't fucking care.
Unfortunately.
Hey, you got to go there. You got to take your family, buddy.
I don't want to. Okay, can I read you a text message real quick?
Yeah.
I was up here at my shop today with my new manager, who's sexy, by the way.
Yeah, what were you guys doing?
We were just doing shit.
I bet.
We were talking.
Just doing things.
I bet there was some shit involved.
Get some things done. As long as you're thinking about women, it's okay.
My wife kind of accused me of wanting to plan things so I didn't have to be home with the kids. Kids had a snow day today. And so...
Which is true. I mean, yeah. That's what you were doing.
After being there for about an hour, I texted her and I said, don't you ever try to make me feel guilty for not being around these assholes. So then I sent her a video of my daughter Piper, and I'm gonna let you watch this, Travis, next to the microphone.
She's just screaming in your face.
And drooling on me.
And drooling.
And we were goofing around, so she made this noise and it made me laugh. So again, she's two. So she sees me, so she just does it over, and so then Pearson and I are laughing uncontrollably.
She's not stopping.
Yeah.
So she's doing that because it's funny?
Yeah. Because
just like Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, this is funny. Let me do this until everybody freaking hates it.
God, you know, it bums me out when he burns that stuff so early in the month, you know?
It's a funny joke.
Yeah. That means you got the next two episodes. Well, nothing. But no, and you're absolutely right. It's the same thing. You do stuff for the laughs, and like I said, she was just screeching. Like, it's screeching in my damn face. So, but, yeah, at any rate.
Sounded like a prime minister trying to fuck a pig.
It's not cool.
No. Yeah,
it's my daughter.
No.
Hey, so. We got a few questions.
We do.
Yep. Steve and Pete, this has been their new thing. This is how they get out there on Facebook. They're going to get out there, and how they contribute to this show is say, hey, does anybody have any questions?
I find that segment fun.
I do too. Yeah, I enjoy it.
I enjoy it as well.
Yep.
Question I have for you is, my daughter's on her way here. So do we set up to scare the shit out of her as she comes in the back door?
recording tonight. Questions, concerns, comments. Let's hear them. Okay, we got 7. So, out of the 800 to 1,000 fans we have on Facebook, 7 of them are interested. No, not quite.
No, because
Eric wrote multiple.
And I wrote one.
And Pete wrote one.
So we got right. 2.
Here was Pete's. If it was that 94-year-old uncle that hugged all the women in the family a little too long, we would have already pulled the plug.
That was in response to Rob Yeoman's comment, if the podcast were an animal, it would have been euthanized already. So it doesn't make sense out of context. So
did you post it in the wrong thread?
No. Just, it showed up because I posted, it shows up for a reason before that comment. I don't know why.
Oh, because you're an admin on,
right.
Gotcha.
Okay. So
great comment, Pete.
Eric Brink said, question is for all three of you. At any time, have you thought about stop collecting? And if you have, what changed your mind and kept you into collecting? Steven?
I've never considered stopping. I've considered what would make me have to stop, but I've never said, think about getting out. It brings me too much joy. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It does. It's I love it. I love the relationships I've built doing it. The friendships we've built. I love this podcast right now. That is, other than, of course, my family comes first and everything like that. I love my kids and family. That's number one.
Of course.
Because Courtney's listening. But this is the best. This is the funnest thing ever.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see myself stopping.
No.
Unless something happens and I have to.
Yeah. I could see myself stopping selling at shows before I see stopping collecting and having this podcast.
No way in hell.
Would you stop?
No. What I'm saying is no way in hell could you do that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not making money at shows, Heidi's going to torch you.
Heidi's going to pull the plug on me. Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to be in a couple of years because this is what I do. I was the most,
that is the truth.
I was like the most hardcore Jeep off-roader for a while.
Yep.
And then I wasn't.
Yep.
And now I'm not at all.
Yeah.
So this could be,
now I would never even know that you did that at some time.
Right.
Steven's the same way though.
But I did that too.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't foresee it changing for me either. I do enjoy it. In fact, I look at, Travis is, in my opinion, is stayed a relatively constant in everything that he's done. He still spends ludicrous amounts of money on toys. He's added shows to the roster, but he's been very consistent. It's been Steven and I that have really gotten more in depth. I mean, from the time that we first started doing this, we've added the podcast, and obviously all three of us, were a driving force in that, but Steven has all of a sudden gotten into art again, and to the point of where, he's an artist at these shows and selling his original prints. I'm putting together a comic book convention. I became a distributor. I'm selling toys and comics. It's become much more than a hobby for all of us. And Travis, obviously, you were already there, and we're just kind of playing the catch up game. I don't foresee that changing. And as long as I can make it make sense. Mm-hmm. And as long as I don't absolutely lose my ass on this comic book convention, I don't see that changing anytime soon. For sure. You know,
that'll only get bigger, right?
I hope. Yeah. I mean, that's the intention. Yep. You know, so
I can say, Eric, to answer this question, you know, obviously the toy thing, I have never thought about walking away. I can say one thing I did collect that I walked away from was I used to collect pictures of my ex-girlfriends. And love made me throw that all away. Ugh. Yep, threw that all in
I
a
thought
fire.
He was going to say,
and by love, you mean jealous new girlfriend?
More like
wife.
Yeah. Wife. You still had them? You had them through the dating and the engaged period? You still had?
Not like quite that big, far.
A big sticky stained book of ex photos? I mean, it's not like it's a folder on your Facebook. It was actually on paper because you're old.
Polaroids, you know? Polaroids. Like that.
Stuff that you couldn't just send to Plums to be developed because they would have called the fucking cops, man.
VHS tapes and... I mean,
I can tell, you know, we joke
you
about
how hard it is to bang a chick with one of those big old camcorders on your shoulder.
We joke,
you have a friend.
We joke about Travis not having a soul. You know, we say that on here in jest, but he sort of does it because there is no ex-girlfriend I would ever want to see again because once they don't like me anymore, I hate them. Hmm. I'm very angry.
Yeah.
I've been abandoned.
Understandable.
We're done. I don't want to see them again.
Yeah.
What'd you do with? What'd you do? Did you just pull them out and look at them every now and then?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of
pull one off.
I don't think I ever really pulled one off to them.
You know, we do have a friend in our social circle though that recycles them. Like there's a rotation, and he just goes back around to them. Like it's not just looking at pictures in a book. He just kind of, you know, picks them up again when he gets bored, and you know, so. Yeah. No, we have a friend like that.
Yeah.
So
who is it? I don't know.
No, he don't keep pictures.
I don't know this guy.
He keeps them around.
Do I know this guy?
You do know this guy.
Really?
He very well may be sitting in this room. Wow. So, but I will tell you, I think one of the biggest differences between you guys and myself, I honestly can tell you that if shit changed tomorrow and I had to call you guys and go, we've got to sell every toy I have, I would be the most okay with that, being as new as I am, you know?
Yep.
I mean, you guys, that stuff runs a lot deeper. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm starting to get a significant attachment to some of my stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at one point, I got super into Legends, and I called you and went, hey, dude, I got to unload these, you know? And so, like I said, if it came down to it in order, you know, if it had to be done, I could sell every toy that I have and I would be all right.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. As soon as I got back on my feet, I'd be right.
That's
back
how
in the
I
game,
feel,
you know? Yep. So,
and that would be what makes it all right. Is that for me, if it had to happen, the hunt is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Building the collection is fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of shitty when you get to the point like where I am now where it's like, I want to buy this stuff, but I'm running out of room to put it up and display it.
Yeah.
If I did have to wipe the slate clean because something happened and then was able to get back on my feet, I could start all over again.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get it. Rob's comment, obviously, if the show was a family pet, it would have been euthanized a year ago. Can't really disagree with that. Eric had another one for us. If you were a kid in today's day, what do you think you would think about the toys you actually did grow up playing with?
I think they were lame. To some extent.
Here, I guess that leads me to ask a question.
I want to see if you and I are going to answer this the same because of something we have in common. Go ahead.
Okay.
What are you going to ask?
Well, my first question is, what does a 12-year-old boy play with right now? I mean, toys are
probably starting to play with a Specker.
Okay, well, maybe back the age up.
I think a better age would be eight or nine. Yeah.
Realistically, there's not toys like that to at least to me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I see the Legos obviously is still kind of a big thing, but I don't see, because of video games, because of iPads, because of that type of entertainment, you don't see the imaginative, you know, building the stuff for your G.I. Joe. Kids don't go out and play with toys in the dirt anymore, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, they'd be super lame. You know?
So here's what I'm going to say about this, and it goes the opposite of what you guys both said. My son is 11. All he wants to do is play with my toys, which are a lot of old toys.
Right.
He wants to play with the Terradrome. He wants to play with the Defiant. He wanted to play with the flag to the point where he actually threw the thing at the flag. I was like, what are you doing?
Like the Fantastic Four thing?
Okay. Yeah. So I think that kids still would enjoy these toys. I get where you're coming from. I totally understand. You start talking about technology and everything like that. But if Pearson has a chance to play with your Turtles...
Oh, he literally wants to come to the shop just to play with the Megazord.
Exactly.
You know? Yep. And he loves it.
Yep.
And you wonder how much of that is because that's Dad's toy and there's a connection for the child there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because at that point, he's being included in something that is important to Dad.
Yep.
You know? So I totally get that.
Now, I would say, 20 years from now? Shit, I mean, who knows? Let's be honest. Do you want to play with your Dad's toys?
No, my dad didn't have anything but a tin can and a piece of string.
Yeah. I've never been a big fan of pain pills, so.
Justin Wertz. Man, I don't even know how the hell you would say that. Wertz? W-I-R-T-J-E-S.
I have no idea.
I am so sorry, Justin.
Wertz? Maybe it's a soft J?
We should just stick to first names on
this. I'm sorry, Justin, but your name is effed up. Words of wisdom. Do not play leapfrog with unicorns.
Thanks.
I might be interested in that, actually. Man, Ryan Willis, he's been with us for a while.
Yeah.
What is the... Is that short for minister? Like a title?
I just thought maybe it was his name. Min. I don't know.
Well, Min Ryan Willis. I mean, if it was Min Chi Mo, I would say, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Min is short for minister. Like,
maybe.
Doctor, DR, you know?
I'm just curious. He can let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I'm just curious. Right? And I'm not making fun of your name. My name is the slang for the male anatomy. So I don't make fun of anybody's name. I just am curious. So.
And that is a lie. Pete will make fun of anything and everyone.
Well, I mean, that's true, but not in this particular case, especially if he's a minister.
What are you all's favorite podcasts?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's an easy question. I don't listen to any.
No, that's the wrong answer, Pete. It's supposed to be the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast.
Well, I mean, I listen to ours, but because of me, I don't listen because
I'm on it.
I don't have, but I mean, realistically.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Podcaster, you know what? I don't have a life that can be terribly conducive to listening to podcasts. I don't drive a lot. That to me is ultimate podcast time, is when I'm by myself in the vehicle and I'm driving and I can actually listen. There's too much. I try to listen when I'm at the station, but the radio's going off nonstop and the phone's ringing and I just, you know, I don't listen to them.
Steven, you're going to be the heavy hitter on this.
Yeah, I got quite a few. My favorite must listen to podcast every week is Rebel Force Radio. Love those guys. Star Wars podcast. They have the spinoff that I've talked about on the show called Oxygen, which is about the music of Star Wars. Love them both. Love getting my news from them. There's one. One I've just started listening to is a local podcast, well, local to Michigan anyways. I think they're in Kalamazoo. It's also a Star Wars podcast called Blast Points. Kind of a different take. They're kind of kooky, but actually we interviewed the guy back in one of the hosts, and I can't think of his name is
Gibner.
Jason Gibner. Yeah, we talked to him back at the Grand Rapids Comic Con. Anyways, after I interviewed him, I started listening to his podcast, kind of got hooked. It's a good podcast.
Why do I know that name?
He's Kyle. He's one of Kyle's best friends.
Artists. Oh, long hair?
No, well, nope. Not now.
I don't think so.
Didn't he have long hair?
Maybe, I don't know.
Is he the artist one?
Yeah.
He is an artist.
Yeah. Did we say that already?
Yeah. we interviewed the artist at Grand Rapids Comic Con.
Okay.
That's where I learned about his podcast. I started listening to it. Okay. Then I got hooked. All right.
Sorry, I was getting alerts because there's people that aren't you, Steve, that aren't like close friends of mine that are actually sharing stuff about MuskieCon that you're not doing, and I was reading that. So I apologize. Talk about your friend Jason Gibner, not your friend Pete McCarthy. Go ahead.
right. Also, there's Techno Retro Dads. Now, this isn't going to be for anybody. Everybody. This is not a podcast that is anything like ours. It's very innocent. They'll do things like play old records that are like Halloween stories from when we were kids. They talk about cereal. They talk about Saturday morning cartoons. They talk about Star Wars sometimes.
Oh, God, this sounds awful.
I know it does, but I like it. So, anyways.
It's a two-hour episode about Courtney's box.
And, it kind of is. It's a little bit that way.
Which I enjoy Courtney's box. I know Travis doesn't, but.
And then there's, of course, when it's on, Roast Google Dinner, which is a He-Man podcast, which I like, but they're very sporadic nowadays, and you don't hear much from them.
I thought you were going to get like a specific MOTU like podcast off the ground. Did that not pan out?
It hasn't panned out yet. I've been waiting for... I've been ready to go, but the other two just, or three, or whoever, just they're listening. No.
I would not listen to that one of them's listening. Because I'd want to jerk the wheel into a goddamn bridge embankment.
I would be totally up for that. It would be
those
fun.
Three talking about MOTU for an hour?
Oh, it'd be so awesome.
And come with a suicide kit.
It'd be so awesome. I could actually get into some deep thoughts instead of you guys whining every time I say two sentences back to back. Right before Pete talks about his girlfriend's brother's roommate, who's a freaking doctor and lives in Colorado.
Okay, first off, my girlfriend's my brother's a doctor, lives in California.
Well, I can't keep all this shit straight. Those are all the podcasts I can think about right now. There's probably more.
I listen to Quarter Nerds, which is a local one it's in Grand Rapids out of here in Michigan, which I find entertaining. It's not about toys. They don't talk about toys. It's more of just a bunch of geek stuff.
Oh, I like the Foosh.
I really which like the I Foosh. Think you're that's probably my favorite toy one to listen to. It's definitely not like ours. I kind of think there's not a lot like ours out there. I listen to a lot of sports radio ones too. And more along lines, if I miss one of these guys' shows, like I really like, some of the ESPN stuff, Lebatar and Stu Gatz, and I just think they're entertaining. So that's what I listen to.
So Travis, do you feel that when you listen to the other podcasts, like you just said, there's not a lot of them like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that they're trying to be more professional than us?
Most of them. Yeah. Most of them are professional.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like their goal is a little different than ours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of Steven's biggest bones of contention and difference in opinion amongst the three of us has been this entire time that my gratuitous use of the fuck word will never be able to get like toys sent to us or make money because we are not family friendly. And he alludes to it every now and again to an attempt to get me to clean up because he feels like I'm holding him back. When in actuality, the only reason people know his name is because of the fuck word. So, you know,
okay,
that is totally not what I meant by saying that either.
Last but not least, and before I have a question for you guys, but
Hezbollah Iraq.
Yes.
Hezbollah Iraq.
Yes.
Justice Curry's wife said, Travis Bowles, how was your weekend? And I will say my weekend was pretty good. Friday night, me and my wife and the McCarthys went out, tried to go see a horror movie.
No one called me.
And
because no one likes you.
And it was sold out, so we couldn't go.
Which was crazy.
Shocking, which definitely made Amanda's night.
Yes, because she did not want to see that movie.
And to be honest, I didn't really either. So,
I neither did I.
Yeah, I was really just, that was for my wife.
That's when we went hunting, though, so
yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, we had to go look for toys, yep. Which we didn't really find anything, but still.
But you know, to find the Batman and the Joker SH Fig Arts in the wild at Barnes & Noble, oh, that was pretty cool.
Off.
50% off.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get them?
No, because they're still $5 over going price on eBay, even half off.
50% off, but, they're still above eBay price.
Yeah, they were about $30 out the door there, and they were going for $25 all day long on eBay. But. Yeah.
But no, it was a good time. Saturday, I got invited to go to Kalahari, but couldn't make it. Because...
Please tell me that's true.
Of course, it's true.
That's true.
Of course, it's true.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
What number do you think you were, Steven?
I don't know, and I was afraid to ask.
I would put dinner and drinks, and that you were number 6 or higher.
Holy shit! Who's left? Right.
I was going to do that.
He called his grandmother, who's has an oxygen tank to tote with him before he called you.
I was thinking,
but you were still ahead of me on the list.
About asking. When we were there, I was just going to say, you know, hey, so what number am I? But I don't know if I want the answer.
Yeah, sometimes that hurts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's the great part about not having a soul. my son had a soccer game, so, you know, we couldn't go. And plus, I've been 2 times in the last month, so I wouldn't have gone regardless. I'm glad you guys got to go. I'm sure it was a good time. I was super excited. No Kane Friday night. No Kane Saturday night. I was like, oh, yeah, going to have some fun. No, did not.
Well, that sucks.
Yep, no fun. The most fun I had was hanging out with Pete in Toys R Us. So that was pretty good.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I can't complain about that. Last but not least, I had a question I was going to ask you guys.
Yeah.
I just was thinking of, oh, what's the funniest thing you said today, Steven?
Oh, man. I said so much stuff that's funny.
No, but other people had to have laughed.
Yeah, no, not you. Not
there's
you
criteria.
Really. Other people thought it was funny.
Right. Oh. Jeez, it just doesn't
translate. It's okay if there's nothing. It's okay.
There's all kinds of stuff, but I'm trying to think of it. At work, we say stuff all the time. I told a guy that we work with that he's not special needs. I told him that he got married. I said you realize your special needs and what you think is your wife is actually your caretaker, don't you?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like that.
He likes that. He cracks up when I say stuff like that.
Peter, what is the funniest thing that you said?
Pete.
That.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
That was what Pete said.
Yep.
I just texted Justin. How many people said no before you called the Bashadi? Travis, will you read that number into the microphone, please?
17. You know what, though? After spending the night with them, cuddling them, spooning them, I bet you moved way up.
Oh, I bet you're
inside the top 10. Probably 9, but inside the top 10. Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know, Zach, what's the funniest thing you thought I said today?
He said a couple of funny things. We had talked about this weekend, and you making the comment to the guy with a tight shirt.
I did. We got approached at the bar Saturday night, and the guy was wearing
Mose?
A very...
We
were not at Mose. Okay. I don't think Mose is open anymore, is it?
I wouldn't know.
I guess it's called ours.
How would I know?
Oh, I don't know. The Stray Cat was that way, too. I did a comedy show there, not knowing it was a gay bar. So
but that was fun.
Yeah, I opened with...
He knew.
Has anybody else done comedy 10 feet from a case that is full of sex toys that you can like buy at the bar? At any rate...
for some reason, everybody knew his name at that bar, though.
Ooh, my name? It's like my cheers. So... And I made fun of a guy for his shirt being too tight. But, you know, a lot of times the stuff that is funny is it's in context. It's in that situation.
Yeah. It is. I mean? That's why it's like,
it's hard. Yeah, right. I get it. Pete, can you recite your post from this morning on Facebook?
The New Year's resolution one? Oh.
Yeah.
I posted...
I know where he's going with this.
January 1st, we all say, hey, it's New Year's resolution. It's time to get fit. And then January 17th, we all say, I can't wait till next year, January 1st, so I can get fit. I'll take 10 boxes of Thin Mints, thank you.
Which was funny in itself.
Right.
And my comment was,
yeah,
you're not going to see 2018.
Yes. Yes. And you done pissed Mama Bear off, man.
So, the best part about that, I had a comeback. Amanda was not very happy about this.
It's really I winced. I was like, no, come on.
And Amanda was just, she was jumping on it. And my funny comment to come back to that was, I'm sorry, Courtney, I didn't mean to offend you. But
you just trying to piss off the whole circle?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because Courtney's pretty quick to jump up to defend you.
Well, yeah, she loves me.
She loves you. I get it. They love you. Yeah. Totally get it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
To expound on that, I did. We were driving, and I did say to my wife, hey, will you text Carrie and tell her what we need for Girl Scout cookies? And the text message says, 6 Thin Mints, 2 Samoas, 2 S'mores, 2 Toffee, 2 Trefoil. So we are getting a pretty good amount of Girl Scout cookies this year.
Nice.
I had a dealer, a pretty loyal dealer, but she is no longer a Girl Scout. So the little Bashotti,
yeah,
they didn't have a den mother, and Steven botched that fishing trip with her so bad they didn't want to ask him.
Yeah, that was it.
No.
That was it.
So, and real quick, I just got another text from Justin. It says, you were 19th on my list, so you almost got to go.
Well, let's hear a little bit about MesquiteCon, and then let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, for sure. Vendor spots are filling up. We are literally down to a handful. There's still a few artist tables open. We do have some room to expand into the hallway. If it comes to that, great. We'll make it work. We have a few different artists. Steve Bashotti, of course, is going to be there. Roger Scholes, the horror artist out of Grand Rapids, is going to be there. And then we've got a couple more that we're working on right now. A lot of vendors from all over the state, friends of ours. Again, I'm super excited about it. So we're looking forward to it. That's March 18th at the Holiday Inn in downtown Muskegon. For those of you coming from a distance, come stay the night in a hotel. There's a specialty room right there at the Holiday Inn. Just mention you're there with the comic book convention. There's a block of rooms for that. So totally excited. You can email me, pete.mccarthy@outlook.com. Make sure you like MesquiteCon on Facebook for all the updates. Starting to release the kind of the vendors, the promotional material. So I'm super excited. I really hope that people show up, because that's really kind of the point that we're at now, is just getting people kind of through the door. So, yeah.
It's going to be cool. That,
so,
awesome.
Yep, looking forward to it. So,
this episode has probably been the most rambling...
I'd say so.
A million different directions episode that we've ever done.
Without a doubt.
We did talk some toys.
We did.
We talked a little bit about every freaking thing else in the world besides. So let's put this son of a bitch to bed.
Wrapping up episode 57? Question mark with an upward inflection?
Yes.
57. Of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We rambled all the way through it. So 57 was a good spot to do that. If you've been with us this whole time, we greatly appreciate it. If you still haven't listened to us, well, you'd better start. So make sure you like us on Facebook, My Wife is Gonna Kill Me. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wife is Killing Me. Make sure you email us if you ever have something to say. wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. Make sure you check out our website, toydomesticviolence.com. And that's got some seriously updated new information. Not even freaking close. Because we've dropped the ball on that. So but we'll be updating it here in the very near future, because I'm still paying for it, so why not?
Yeah.
All right. So for the host, Steve Bashotti, and his underling, Travis Bowles, and myself, Pete McCarthy, you've been listening to episode 57 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the twilight.